Thank you for joining us for this episode of Comply on the Fly with M3 and Karen B. Comply on the Fly is your trusted weekly resource for reliable insight and quick answers on common employee benefits compliance questions. Please note, this podcast and the contents herein do not constitute legal advice. Seek the advice of counsel for any employee benefits, compliance-related guidance or strategy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Karen B. And the Comply on the Fly question of the week is, I have an employee spouse that will be going on Medicare soon. Should I offer COBRA? Well, the interaction between Medicare entitlement, which means being eligible and enrolled in Medicare, can be a complicated one. One of the biggest reasons why it is so complicated is due to Medicare secondary payer rules. Basically, those rules prohibit a sponsor of a group health plan from taking any action to force employees off the group health plan in favor of Medicare. So essentially, you cannot terminate someone's group health plan coverage simply due to Medicare entitlement. Of course, the employee is allowed to voluntarily terminate their coverage and join Medicare, but you as the plan sponsor cannot terminate their coverage due to that entitlement. What makes the interaction with COBRA confusing is that the COBRA regulations state that Medicare entitlement is a COBRA triggering event. But remember, COBRA requires two things. A triggering event, one, that causes a loss of coverage under the terms of the plan, two. Because Medicare secondary payer rules prohibit plans from terminating coverage upon Medicare entitlement, the event, Medicare entitlement, does not actually cause the loss of coverage. Rather, it is the employee's request to voluntarily terminate the coverage that is the event. And a voluntary termination of coverage is not a COBRA triggering event. So, is COBRA ever offered when Medicare entitlement is involved? And the answer to that question is yes. Let's look at three different scenarios. Medicare entitlement prior to termination of employment or retirement, Medicare entitlement the day of termination or retirement, which is probably rare but could happen, and a situation where a COBRA election has been made and then Medicare entitlement follows. First, what happens if the employee or the spouse becomes entitled to Medicare prior to the employee's termination from employment? As I said earlier, the Medicare entitlement cannot cause a loss of coverage under the plan due to those Medicare secondary payer rules. So theoretically, the employee could have dual coverage, your group coverage and Medicare, prior to their termination of employment or retirement. Or if the employee voluntarily drops coverage, there would be no offer of COBRA in that situation. So in the scenario where the employee has dual coverage until termination, COBRA would need to be offered at the time of termination because coverage is lost for the employee and the spouse and dependents if they're covered. In this scenario, the employee would get 18 months of COBRA from the date of retirement, and the spouse and dependents would get that 36 months, and that would be measured not from the date of retirement, but from the date of Medicare entitlement. So you have to go back when that employee was originally entitled, eligible and enrolled in Medicare and measure 36 months out for that spouse and dependents. Second, what happens if the employer spouse becomes entitled to Medicare on the same day as termination of employment or retirement? In that situation, the employee and covered spouse and dependents only get 18 months from the date of retirement. There is no 36-month extension for spouses and dependents. And the reason for that is that extension will only happen if the COBRA qualifying event, which is the termination of employment, occurs less than 18 months after Medicare entitlement. Here, it is the same date, so it does not qualify for the 36-month extension. Third, what happens if the employee first retires and then later becomes entitled to Medicare? Well, you are only going to care about this if the employee actually enrolls in COBRA. And if the employee enrolled in the COBRA and also enrolled their dependents, the amount of original COBRA coverage is 18 months. The issue here is that the MSP rules do not apply to COBRA coverage. And when I say MSP, it's Medicare Secondary Payer. So once the employee is entitled to Medicare while on COBRA, the COBRA can be terminated early for that employee. And remember to send out that notice of early termination. The spouse and dependents can remain on COBRA for the original 18 months. But again, there is no extension to 36 months as the Medicare entitlement occurs after the termination of employment. It is important in these situations to take the time to understand the facts and circumstances of each situation involving COBRA and Medicare, and to provide accurate information to the employees. The biggest thing is understanding the Medicare entitlement and that it is generally not a COBRA qualifying event while the employee is still employed. And if the employee voluntarily terminates coverage at the time of their Medicare entitlement, COBRA is not available to the spouse and dependents. This will be an important thing to those who are trying to bridge the gap for their spouses who may be entitled to Medicare at a later date. And that is your Comply on the Fly topic for today. Thanks for tuning in.
For more compliance insights from Karen B., please visit m3ins.com. You can also follow and subscribe to Comply on the Fly on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.